Hey everyone, this is Chris from Winning Lifestyles, and today I'm going to be talking about how I got into every single optometry school that I applied for, which is by putting together a strong application. The road to optometry school is long and winding, and as we're taken along for the ride, we all have seen that blaring question. How can I beef up my application for optometry school? Well, as someone who's been through it all from the applications to the interviews and now completing my first year of optometry school, I will tell you that optometry schools are always looking for well-rounded individuals who are academically strong in their OET score and GPA, as well as knowledgeable in the optometry field. Optometry school wants to see motivated students who partake in extracurricular activities like joining clubs, working part-time jobs, shadowing, and or volunteering. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to sign up for 100 events with 100 different clubs to make your CV run 10 pages long. It means you gotta select specific organizations that you are actively contributing to and helping grow. This can be as a member or in a leadership position. You are a book, and your academics and your extracurriculars are the content that optometry schools want to read. The more interesting content that you have in that book of yours, the more admissions committees will remember you. So, what I'm trying to say is that you guys should take the time during your college years to partake in a lot of extracurricular activities like volunteering, joining clubs, shadowing, and working part-time while you balance your academic and social life. Find a number that's right for you and stick to it. Some people may have more than you and others may have less. But trust me, admission officers can see when an applicant is biting off more than what they can chew versus when they're not doing enough. They want people who know what they can handle early on, so they're not just admitting people who will just stress out and drop out. So, if you guys have read up to this point, then let's get down to the nitty-gritty. For optometry school admissions, the OET is a significant aspect of your application. Scoring at least a 330 to 340 out of a 400 is the minimum zone where optometry schools will consider students. But if you guys want to be in that safe zone to be considered strong applicants, make sure you are aiming higher to score at least a 350 and above, because those scores are considered strong scores. If you score below a 330, then I advise that you retake the OET, because the likelihood of you getting into optometry school will be narrowed to none if any other parts of your application is weak. Not too sure how to study for the OET? Then read my blog on how to prepare for the OET, where I show you some tricks to score high. A second thing that I want to mention to make a strong application is joining your pre-optometry professional society, aka POPS. I already mentioned this from a previous blog of mine called Joining Your Pre-Optometry Organization. I talked about why it's super important to join a pre-opt organization if your school has one. But the long story short, they help provide shadowing opportunities, volunteering events, and more. There is no cutting corners to a strong application, so I highly suggest reading it. Remember, nobody likes someone who's lazy, right? And the third thing that I like to mention for a strong application is shadowing an optometrist / working as an optometric assistant. Optometry schools want to see that you're willing to put in the time and effort to stick around for 4, maybe more long years and become an optometrist. Shadowing an optometrist or working as an optometric assistant can help. Although it's not required, it will definitely stand out on your application if you put in the work. Shadowing gives you the opportunity to see what an optometrist does daily. But take note, just because you're following them around doesn't mean you're in the safe zone yet. Observe and jot down notes on how the optometrist interacts with patients, how they manage the office, and how they can handle certain situations. Remember, this is going to be you one day. You want to know what you're getting yourself into. But most importantly, get to know the optometrist you're shadowing. They can be a great connection, aka your letter of recommendation. And who knows, they can be your closest friend, like me and my optometrist. As an optometric assistant, you'll earn some side money as well as learn how to do the preliminary exams. You'll have the opportunity to work the machines. Sounds exciting, right? These hands-on experiences will help admissions remember you better, making your application stronger. The fourth thing that I want to mention for a strong application is your personal statement, or known as a PS. So remember those dreaded personal statements that you had to write for an undergraduate? Well, you're not out of the hole just yet. Every application requires a personal statement. So start writing your PS early. If you don't quite have any ideas on what to write, or you're too busy studying for the OAT, start brainstorming and planning out the structure. And a pro tip that I want to give you guys is to make sure you write your PS as a story instead of the usual argumentative essays that you would usually write in your English classes. The admission teams want to know more about you when they read your PS. They want to see the real you. Remember when I said to partake in more extracurricular activities? This is where those extracurriculars can help. Partaking in extracurricular activities can give you more ideas for your PS. Once you've finished writing your first draft, run it by someone. They can help revise and edit so it sounds even better. Or maybe they can give you ideas on what to write about. Don't just have one person look at it though. Keep asking around to the people who you know will give you constructive criticism. That way, your PS can productively get better. Your PS is just like a gem in a rock. You gotta keep polishing it until it's good enough to be presented to the admission teams of each optometry school. The final thing that I want to mention for a strong application are the letters of recommendation. Letters of recommendations are required for the application process. You need at least 3, but 4 will help boost your application. However, even if you have people to write rec letters for you, that doesn't always mean they will write you a solid one. Ask your doctors and professors who you're close to and on good terms with to write your letters of recommendation. They basically know you. They'll have more things, hopefully good things, to say about you in their letter. If you ask someone who barely knows you, they will probably write you a generic letter of recommendation that he/she uses for any student, making your application just like their rec letter. Generic. Another pro tip that I want to give you guys is to have your resume and personal statement ready for your recommenders to read. This will give them more thorough understanding of you and more talking points in their recommendation letter. Also, give them enough time to write about you. The more time they have to think, the better the letter and your application will be. Alright, you aspiring pre-op students, I gave you the keys to build your application and hopefully yourself for optometry school. But it's up to you to take the bull by the horns. Now, as you're about to finish reading this post, stop what you're doing and think about where you're at on your own optometric journey. Once you figure that out, plan out the rest of your journey so you can get into the optometry school of your dreams. And that's me, Chris Nguyen. Thanks so much for listening to our Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. Hope you stick around for many more episodes to come.